This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Parliament moved a motion in the lower house that there will be a joint standing committee of the Parliament to look into steps towards a referendum around constitutional reform. Now, that means that there will be representatives from the government, from Labor and from the crossbenchers. And because the motion has only passed through the lower house, we're still yet to have to pass it through the Senate. And that's going to happen when we return in the Senate the week of 19th of March. And in the meantime, the First Nations Labor Caucus has nominated Senator Patrick Dodson as our choice for co-chair on that joint standing committee.
The referendum council, as it was, is no longer. Is that correct?
Yes. So what happened towards the end of last year, the referendum council was tasked with coming forward with its recommendations, and it did come forward with a recommendation, and that they completed their work in the second half of last year. Now, we may all recall the Prime Minister came out quite strongly at the end of last year refusing to accept the Referendum Council's recommendation for a voice to the Parliament. Now, Federal Labor has been supportive of the Referendum Council's recommendation, and we were very strong and have been very strong about the fact that there should be a joint parliamentary committee that now takes on the Referendum Council's recommendation along with other reports and for that discussion to take place. And last week, the Prime Minister conceded that Labor was correct in that regard and that we should proceed to a joint standing committee that does include the Referendum Council's recommendation.
Okay, so there was a lot of work. There was probably 8 to 10 years' worth of work regarding that led up to that final report from the Joint Select Committee with those recommendations. Will that all be taken into consideration so that there isn't a full reinventing of the wheel?
Look, it's important to remember that a number of inquiries have taken place over that period that you spoke of, as well as the Referendum Council's report, and that is correct. So what the Joint Committee is now tasked to do is to look at all of those reports. I think most importantly here, and you are right in that concern about reinventing the wheel, what we've pushed for, and this is the politics of the situation, is that we did not want, and this is Federal Labor, we did not want the voice or the discussion around the Makarrata Commission to be excluded. And that is really the win here, is that the Joint Standing Committee is now going to take that on board, the Parliament is going to take that on board to seriously consider what the Referendum Council has raised. And Federal Labor and the members on this committee are going to make sure that when we pursue this committee and the steps that need to be taken, that this area of the Voice and Makarrata Commission are very much the focus.
We're looking at other nations, First Nations overseas, who have a separate chamber to oversee First Nations issues. So when you talk about that, it's not actually going to be ruled out now. Though I know that the statement from the Heart Working Group have been working on treaty and truth-telling frameworks. So even the discussion of a treaty, which was included in those recommendations from the Joint Select Committee, will that also be considered?
Look, we're going to consider a lot of things. And of course, we have to obviously wait until the Senate sits to confirm this joint standing committee. But I might just take you back to your mention of a third chamber. This is a misnomer. It's one thing that the Referendum Council had been very clear about, that their recommendation about a voice to the Parliament was more in an advisory capacity, not a third chamber of the Parliament. And the federal government has been using that terminology, which is quite incorrect, given that the Referendum Council didn't want the voice to be considered as that third chamber. It was more an advisory capacity. And I think that's really important. We are aware of that. because that has been the sticking point for many Conservative politicians who say we don't need a third chamber of Parliament, we've already got our politicians, etc., etc. And that's not what the Referendum Council had recommended.
Since that recommendation for the enshrined voice was rejected last year, because of the years of hard work and the amount of money that was actually spent on the campaign, on the consultation regarding the dialogues leading up to that First Nations dialogue at Yulara, there was so much money spent. Do you think people really want to be able to trust that all that work and hard money that's been spent, they're going to see some kind of result?
Look, I think it's incumbent on the Parliament to make sure that there is a process that's followed through as a result of the enormous support that went into the whole Recognise and then Referendum Council dialogues. We can't just dismiss it, and that's what the Prime Minister tried to do at the end of last year. He tried to dismiss it by saying it was all over, and that's not right. You know, this was a process and it may have had its issues, and there are certainly no doubt First Nations people and communities who may have felt differently. But at the end of the day, a significant proportion of Australians contributed to this process, and the Parliament, rightly so, must assess it in a proper way. And that's what we're doing now, is getting it back on board, getting it back, you know, on the rails to say, look, let's really navigate this properly and let's make sure it's done with the respect that First Nations people deserve.
Great. Well, I think that's what people need to hear after that, because I think there was a certain amount of fear this year that we weren't going to see any progression on that. So it is good news to hear that you know, there will be some form of outcome.
Absolutely. So, you know, obviously, step by step, last week was a terrific breakthrough, very belated, but an important one to get back on track. And if we can have genuine dialogue amongst the different parties going forward, then that's going to be a tremendous achievement for all of Australia.
Great. Well, look, thank you so much, Senator McCarthy, for joining the program. It's really good to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kirsten.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.